أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope and pray that you all are fine and on the best levels of Iman and Taqwa. My best thoughts and assumptions are that you are memorizing your surahs in the best way possible, pondering over Kalam Allah, doing deep thinking on the words, and definitely learning a lot from it too, inshallah wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible for us to adapt this all in our actions too. Ameen, thumma ameen. Our next new surah is Surah At-Takwir. Although it is a new surah, but it is a continuity of other surahs, as all have a connection in between them. Inshallah wa ta'ala, the word we will take to memorize, to learn, to ponder upon, we'll understand it and try to prepare ourselves before the actual time. And that word is Kuwirat. Idha shamsu kuwirat. Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever likes that he may see Qiyamah with his eyes, then he should recite Surah At-Takwir, Surah Al-Infitar, and Surah Al-Inshiqaq. And this narration is from Tirmizi. Word Kuwirat, root word is Kaf Waw Ra. Kuwirat is past tense, irregular. Feminine, singular noun. Kawwara yukawwiru. And it means to wound round something, stripped off from the light, or wrapping something like a turban, or wrapping it, moving up and down, meaning making it round while wrapping and making sure it settles too. What it means is that sun's light, its rays and its brightness, everything will be wrapped and it will remain a lightless body. We see sunlight around us everywhere we see. And if this light is finished, then there will be nothing, then it will be a lifeless and lightless structure. It will give a feeling of extreme fear and will be totally dark. So what this surah is teaching us, what this word is telling us, that we should prepare ourselves before the actual time. Qiyamah's scene has been displayed in the whole surah. Sun will be wrapped, and the way Arabs used to wrap their amamas, one fold over the other, and used to say that they wrap the amama. From here the word idha shamsu kuwirat are taken. Same way, if you keep spinning top in your mind, rope is wrapped around it and it moves in circles when the rope is pulled. Same way, sun rays will be wrapped around it instead of coming on the earth, turning it into a dark and dingy place. Sunlight will nowhere to be seen. We should decide and prepare ourselves before it is too late, and the time is up. Each one of us have to answer for our own deeds at the day of judgment. Now a question should come into our minds, that how pondering over these words will help me, or what will I get out of it? So all of us will be accountable at the day of judgment, and we have to do its preparation in this lifetime. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing us before its due time. So that today we should start doing something to improve our actions for our akhirah, to avoid the regrets of tomorrow. The reality is, whatever we see in front of us, we take it as it is the real thing. But reality is most of the time hidden, and every obvious thing is not real. After pondering over these words, what comes into our mind is that we have to assess ourselves, have to do our tazkiyah, and what point of action I have to take. First thing is that I should have firm belief in Qiyamah, should have absolute 101% belief on everything mentioned in Quran. We should have the firm belief on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. The same type of belief that when we go for shopping, we know exactly how much money we have, what we will buy from it. So we should have same staunch belief on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us the reality, and they certainly are not pretended stories. It is an absolute truth of what's going to happen to us tomorrow. So we have to speed up our amal and have to make sure they are according to Quran and Sunnah. Because our best guidance is in Quran. It shows us the right path. It contains signs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us so we get busy to prepare for our qiyamah and be steadfast on our amal and whatever is taught to us through these surahs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us prepare for it today in this world in the best way. After pondering over the word, do listen to the audio of these ayahs again so you do understand them properly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our amal. May we adapt whatever we learn from these words and make it part of our actions, so it does bring change in us for the betterment. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.